have your Bible, turn with us tonight to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 32. Bible says, John chapter 1, verse 32 said, "And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." Amen. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on spiritual identification. Spiritual identification. As we begin to look here and we begin to see the Lord, and He begins to lay this out here, and He begins to come along, and He begins to take upon Him the ownership of that relationship with God. And you know there's an ownership to a relationship with God. Amen. It's something that's real, and it's something that's personal. When we ever claim that ownership of a relationship, praise be to God, there's something that changes. There's something that happens down in the soul of men that changes you forever. I'm afraid some of us tonight, praise God, we never really realize what God, the full potential of what God wants to do for us. Amen? God wants to do something spectacular for every one of us in the depths of our soul tonight. Amen? This very afternoon, this very evening, God wants to do something spectacular. He wants to show you something spectacular. He wants to help you in a spectacular way this evening. Amen. He does. That's what He does. And John begins to tell us here in his writings, amen, about the Lord Jesus Christ, and He comes to be baptized. And the Bible says he said, "I saw a Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon Him." Now, I want you to notice something. The Bible says that the Spirit of God, it came down upon the Lord. Now, I told you several months ago, maybe last year sometime, that the Lord, it may have been longer than that, but the Lord is a perfect type of a perfect child of God. He is the Christ. Amen. And if we're going to say we're Christians, praise God, we got to base it on Him. Because He was our perfect example. When we become a perfect Christian, we'll be just like Christ. Now, we struggle and strive to be that, I hope. I hope everybody's trying to be Christ-like. Amen? If we're not striving, trying to be Christ-like, and it will be a struggle. I want to say, hey, it won't come easy. Paul says that we're in a battle. Even to the point that we need to put on the armor of God. Amen? In order to fight the enemy, which is the devil, and our flesh. Amen? He said the Spirit was descending from heaven like a dove and abode upon Him. And then He says in verse 33, He said, "Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on Him." So we see here in spiritual identification, amen, the God of glory begins to pour out His Spirit. God begins to give that, praise God, gift from glory. I want to say the Spirit of God's a gift. Amen. And if we receive that Spirit, praise God, it begins to help. That's the Spirit of God. I can't comprehend all that. I've told you many times, I can't comprehend the Spirit of God, but I know it's real. Hey, you know, it's like that song Brother Robert felt, praise God. Every now and then, praise God, I feel the tug. Amen. Hey, every now and then I feel something, praise God, that comes from another world. I come down to the depths of my soul, praise God, and begins to give me a tug. Amen. And I like it. Amen. Have you ever get hooked up and get the feeling the tug? I believe there's a lot of folks that ain't ever got hooked up to feeling the tug. You ever get hooked up to where you feeling the tug from another world, praise God. And I won't say that tug from another world. You know what it's doing? It's saying, hey, come on up. Yes, sir. The weather's fine. Amen. The food's fine. Everything up here is fine. Amen. Praise God, everything's good in glory. Amen. There ain't no bad days. But I tell you, there ain't no bad days here because God said, but this is the day the Lord has made. And God don't make bad stuff. Praise God. We just ought to enjoy it, praise God. What we do with it, that's the important thing. But He said, listen, we see the Lord here. And they see the Bible saying that there's abiding Spirit. Amen. The abiding Spirit of God came upon Him. And the remaining, he's talking about spirituality. Amen. Spirituality came upon Him. I'm afraid in the day and hour we live in, we got people that's flip-flopping around here, praise God, like fish out of water. And they claim to be a child of God, claim to be a Christian, and they're just flopping around like a fish out of water, just gasping for air, trying to get a breath. God never intended it to be that way. Amen. He said, hey, he gave us an example here. He said the Spirit of God comes down, praise God, to a child of God, and when that Spirit comes down, it abides and it remains. Amen. It remains in us. It remains on us, praise God. Gives us that help. Amen. When God Almighty comes down, I'm talking about spiritual identification. That's how we know that we're a child of God, by the way. Because we have the Spirit. Amen. Now, if we was a football team, if you was all cheerleaders, well, you'd make some ugly cheerleaders. But if you was all cheerleaders and you was going out for your team, praise God, amen, they would be a, hey, you remember when you used to have the school spirit? Huh? I wonder why we ain't got the God spirit. Amen. Hey, we ought to be shouting, praising. Amen. We ought to be stirred down in our soul, praise God. Hey, listen, we're on the winning team.
Amen.
Amen. If you're a child of God, you're on the winning team, praise God. You ought to be stirred down in your soul. They ought to be a spiritual abiding. They ought to be a spiritual remaining. Praise God, the depths. I'm talking about spiritual identification. We are to identify with God. Amen. Praise the Lord for what He is, what He's done. Look at Matthew chapter 3. Matthew kind of hits this at a different angle. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 15, he said, Jesus answering said unto him, suffer to be so. Now Jesus comes down to John Baptist. John Baptist says, hey, listen, you need to be baptizing me, Lord, not me baptizing you. But Jesus says, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. Now I want you to see what he's trying to talk about here. I'm talking about spiritual identification. Now we see when we choose to do right. Amen. See, that's what the Lord did. He said, hey, listen, said, I'm not here for me. I'm here to please the Father. When we get the right mindset, the right attitude, praise God, that we're not here to satisfy ourselves. We're not here to pacify ourselves. We're here to please God. Amen. Spiritual identification. Why am I here? Why in the world are you here? To take up space? To breathe good air? No, you're here, praise God, to magnify God. God created us worshiping critters. Amen. We're going to worship something. We will. We'll either worship God, or we'll worship a house, or we'll worship a dollar, or we'll worship a job or something. We're going to worship something. We're going to give effort to something. Why not just give it to God? Because everything, I don't know about you, but I've read in the volume of the book, this is all just a fleeting thing. Like the dew on the grass, it's gone. What we do for God, praise God, that's what really matters. Amen. That's what's important. So we need a spiritual identification in order to realize that. If we begin to have that spiritual identification, praise God, we begin to do that, that's right. He said, for this it becometh us to fulfill all right. He said, all those things that's right in the eyes of God. Amen. He said, it's important for us to fulfill the things that's right in the eyes of God. Not in the eyes of the preacher. If you start doing things, change your ways to please me, I'm grateful. I surely am. But praise God, you'll come short. But if we start doing things to be pleasing to God, amen. Things that's right in the eyes of God, we'll be pleasing to God. Amen. That's a whole lot more important than being pleasing to the preacher. I can't see you all the time. I don't know what you do. Amen. But God does. Miss Margie said, I'm glad. I can see that look on her face. But amen, God sees us all the time. There's nothing hid that He don't know about. Hey, I hate to break you, bust your little bubble, but you may sneak around think you can do this and that, praise God, and God don't know about it. Hey, He knows the thoughts. He knows. Newsflash, He knows when you think about doing it before you did it. Amen? He knows. So if we choose, the Bible says here, He says, now if we choose, I'm talking about spiritual identification, we start choosing to do right, to be pleasing to God. Amen? And then notice what takes place. The Bible says that it begins to open up the heavens. Whoopee, you ever think about that? Praise God, when you start thinking about doing, Brother Rex, you start thinking about doing right, and you start trying to do right, and you start praying about doing right, praise God, the heaven just opened up. That's what said happened to Jesus. Amen. Said the heavens opened. Praise God. Amen. When we start trying to do right, we start putting up for the effort to do right, praise God, heaven opens up. Praise. Why? So it can hand down blessings. So God can begin to minister to us. So God can begin to help us. So God can begin to counsel us. So God can begin to give us all those things that God wants to give us. See, we're a sad people if we don't realize that God wants to be an ever-present help to us every day. He don't want to just help us on Sunday morning. Oh, no. He don't want to just help us on Sunday night, Brother Jeff. No. He don't want to just help us on Wednesday. Praise God, God wants to help us every day. He's an ever-present help, the Bible says. Amen? Not just a little bit along the way. He's there to help us every day, all the way. Amen? No matter what comes up. So He said, praise God, it's spiritual identification. Praise God, we begin to do that that's right. God begins to open up the heavens, and we begin to get a little glimpse of glory. Amen? See, that's what got a hold of old Saul of Tarsus. When he held the coach and they was stoning old Stephen to death, old Steve said, got down on his knees, praise God, where he was closest to God. And he said, don't hold this to their charge. They don't know what they're doing. He got to looking up the glory, and old Paul followed his eyes. Paul was looking to see what he was looking at. And praise God, he got to see the Savior sitting at the right hand of the Father, get up and salute and say, son, just come on home.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Old Saul got beside himself. Said he was a rat and a raven for a while. He went crazy, praise God. Amen? I mean, he was one tore up feller. He got down there on the road to Damascus. God arrested his heart. Amen? He said, why? The Lord come to him and said, Saul, why do you kick against the pricks? He said, why are you putting up such a fight? You know what you need to do. He said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. Praise God. We ever get to the point, we just say, Lord, hey, what do you want me to do? Praise God. I'm on your side. I'm going to go with you. Praise the Lord. And then He begins to guide us. I'm talking when heaven opens up and we begin to see the glory of God. You know, God's great. He's magnificent. He's not some little old thing that we put in a box and we get on Sunday morning. Praise God. We let Him out for a little while to roam around. He's not some little old something, praise God, that we let out a little bit on Sunday night or Wednesday night so He can just stir about a bit. That ain't my God. My God's a great big God. Amen. Who's always there to help us. Amen? So we see the heavens open. Not only do we see the heavens open, but the Bible says we see the Spirit descending. The Spirit of God. That's God's Spirit descending. Could you imagine? Whew, glory to God. Don't you know that was sweet? How do you know? Because I see it every now and then. See, he descends and some little old sister, some little old brother's up here in the choir and they are singing. Old Jeffrey's over here. He's a directing praise of God and all of a sudden they get the can't help it. You know what that is? That's the Spirit of God descending, praise God. He comes down to where we're at and He lights, praise God, to abide on that brother or sister. Amen. You say, where'd He come from? He was there all the time. Amen. If you're a child of God, He was there all the time, praise God. You just begin to let Him illuminate you. And you know what happens when that happens? The room starts to get foggy. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? You like it when the room gets foggy. You get the can't help it, praise God, and next thing you know, you got a brother crying here and a sister crying there and somebody hitting the altar here and somebody back there a waving a glory wave and some old saint of God said, hallelujah, praise God, amen. Amen. So when the Spirit of God descends and He lights, amen, to stay a while. He lives in a child of God, amen. So He lights, He descends, He comes from heaven, and he said, didn't we hear that voice from heaven? You ever hear that voice from heaven? They may have got glory to God. There ain't nothing like that voice from heaven. Amen. Them sweet words from another realm. Glory to God, you get to hear them. Praise God. And you, hey, it might be at a time when you're really discouraged. It might be a time that you feel let down. It might be a time that you seem like the whole world, even your church, has let you down. Praise God, you get alone somewhere. You're driving down the road or something by yourself. All of a sudden, it's just like somebody opens a door and they sits down beside you and there's a cool breeze blows through. And he said, hey, son, hey, daughter, it's going to be all right. Praise God, I got you. I got you covered. The old devil tries to make you think they don't care, but I want to tell you, hey, still some brothers and sisters that love you. God still loves you. The Son still loves you. Holy Ghost of God, praise God, there to help you. It's going to be okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It gets real. Praise God. When you begin to hear from heaven. Amen. When you begin to hear that you're a child of God, God loves you. I'm talking about spiritual identification. Hey, when we begin to hear, we begin to feel, we begin to see these things in our life, we begin to know that they're real. Amen. It becomes a part of who we are. This can be you. Amen. This is us. This can be you individually. You ever hear from heaven? Huh? Do you ever get a doubt and maybe you're a little bit fearful? Maybe you're wondering about something. It's all of a sudden, it's just like heaven opens up and there's a still small voice just swoops in. So it feels like a great big old loving arm reaches and grabs you up, pulls you up. And I don't care where you're at. I mean, you can be in a mud hole shoving mud. Amen. You can, and the Holy Ghost of God just come down to where you're at. Praise God. Put them big old loving arms around you. Just squeezes the juice out of you and say, hey, listen, it may be mucky here, but praise God, it's good over glory.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, I'm not living for here. I'm living for glory. Praise God, one of these days in a little while, I'm going to lay aside this old robe of flesh and I'm going to go be with my Lord. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because I've got a spiritual identification. I identify with another land. Hey, I've got a little old dab of property over there on New Stock Road and a few little old things, but praise God, hey, I don't really own them. The government does. Amen. I just rent them. I pay rent every year on them. But praise God, one of these days I'm going to let the government of George have them. Amen. I'm going to go on to be with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Because I got a spiritual identification. I praise God, it's not about where I am or who I am. But praise God, it's about where I'm going in a little while. Amen. That ought to be our attitude. Spiritual identification, praise God. We a child of the King going somewhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So this is about us, man. This is us. He said, this is my beloved son. You know who he's talking about there? If we got spiritual identification, he's talking about us. Amen? If we're seeking to do right, right? If we're seeking to do that that's righteous, that's right? He said, praise God, if the heavens open up and we begin to hear God, we begin to listen to God, we begin to do what he says. You didn't realize that, but that's spiritual identification. Amen. You're becoming a child of God. You're becoming more and more like Christ. Amen. Every day. Praise God. Because of spiritual identification. Who we are in the Word, according to the Word of God. And the voice, when that voice from heaven speaks, and you say, thank you, Lord. So I know where that came from. That wasn't from around here. Praise the Lord. Because when you get that far away look, like he ain't here. I have people tell that on me. He said, sometimes he gets where, look, he ain't here. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad of that. That's why I bet most of you wonder why my wife drives on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. Because I get to thinking about the Lord. I get over in glory world. And I make it to church. But a lot of times I don't know how I got here. Amen. I was telling folks, the first message I ever preached here, back in May the 5th, 2006, I was going up to Pleasant Valley Baptist Church for a revival meeting, and we was going up through there, up 19, and right down the middle of the road was a little old beagle dog been run over. It was pitiful, poor little fella. And then we went to the revival meeting, we'd come back, and he was out of the middle of the road, and he was over on the edge. And boy, I tell you what, I got to thinking about a message. God got a hold of my heart, and I don't know how I got home. I guess it was the prayers of my little wife. I know how the Lord was driving. But He gave me a message on reviving the dead dog. Amen. Why? Because I had some spiritual identification. And I began to identify with that little old Syrophoenician woman that had that little old youngin' over there that was greatly vexed with a devil, praise God. Hey, praise God, it was tormenting her. And she come to the Lord and she said, Lord, would you help me? Thou son of David. I know who you... He said, would you help me? I need some help. Amen. Why? She had some spiritual identification. She said, I know the one, praise God, that come from the throne of grace, that's offering grace and mercy. Praise the Lord. Some spiritual identification. Praise God, if you got spiritual identification, you know who you are. You're a child of the King. Amen. Well, if we ever get it in our mind that we're a child of the King, glory to God, we're not some little old something that we used to be. You know, the devil, the world wants to take us back, brother, to where we used to be. What we used to be, what we used to do. Amen. But that's not who we are, praise God, if you've been saved. If you've been saved today, praise God, you're a child of the King. Amen. You're a royal priesthood. Glory to God. You got royal blood flowing through your veins. Amen. Glory to God. You got spiritual identification. You're a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. If we get this thinking on that mindset, we get some spiritual identification. God, every day becomes a little better day. Because we get a little closer to glory. Amen. We ought to wake up every... Well, preacher, I ain't got a whole lot to shout about. Praise God, you ought to get up every morning and shout because you're just a little closer to glory than you was yesterday. Amen. A little closer to heaven, praise God, than you were the day before. Praise the Lord. Cause of spiritual identification. John tells us about that love of God. Where does that come from? How can we hook up with that? I'm glad you asked. Look at John chapter 14. I'm going to try to hurry tonight and get done here in about an hour and a half. John chapter 14, verse 15. Listen to what the Bible says. In order to get this spiritual, to identify with the Spirit of God, identify spiritually with God, Jesus says we got to hook up. Amen. He said it, in Matthew, He said we got to have a righteous walk. We got to do that that's right in the eyes of God. So we can start to hook up. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, He said, if you love me, now how are we going to relate to God? How does a child of God, how do me and you relate to God today? Through the Lord Jesus Christ, which is love, truth. The way that we relate to God today is through love. He said, if you love me, in other words, He said, if you're relating to me, if you're relating to God, if you're hooking up right, keep my commandments. In other words, Jesus said, hey, if you love me and you want to hook up with God, He said, you knew what I tell you to do. Amen? That's pretty straight up, ain't it? He said, if you want to hook up right, if you want to be hooked up right, if you want to have a spiritual identification, He said, you got to love. If you love me, He said, do what I tell you. Amen? And He says, if you do that, He said, I will pray the Father. You reckon the Father ever hears the Son? I guarantee He does. Amen? Always hears the Son. There's not a word that Jesus ever uttered that the Father didn't hear. Amen? How do you know? Because Jesus prayed earnestly every time. Praise the Lord. He said, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Amen? He said, hey, listen. He said, if you love me, He said, you keep my command. He said, I'm going to send you a Comforter, a spiritual identification, praise God, that's going to be with you for just a little while. No, He said, He's going to be there forever. Amen. You're going to have a spiritual relation with God forever. See, it's not on Sunday morning. It's not on Sunday night. It's not on Wednesday. It's all the time. If you love Jesus like you say you do, and you try to follow Him to the best of your ability. He said, you know, He told that rich young ruler, he said, take up your cross and follow Him. He said, get rid of all, He said, get rid of your riches. He said, get rid of that stuff that's hindering you. Amen. That stuff that you're putting all, now listen, putting all your focus on, and take up your cross and follow me. And that Bible said that rich young ruler just hung his head and trotted off because he had great riches. Amen. I'm afraid. Hey, listen, I'm glad I was born poor and raised poor and still poor. Amen. I don't have a whole lot of stuff to have to cling to. But I got a God of glory, amen, that's more magnificent than anything. Amen. He blesses and helps and encourages our heart and gives us that, praise God, that we need from glory. Amen. We don't have to want for nothing. But He begins to give us those things. He says, if you keep my commandments, He says, I'll ask the Father on your behalf. And you know, if you ask the Father, if Jesus asked the Father, you know what the Father's going to say? He's going to say, okay, Son. You know, it's hard for the Father to say no to the Son. That gets me in more trouble. Amen. It's hard for the Father to say no. Why? Because He loves Him so much. Amen. He loves Him. How much He loves me, He loves Him with a godly love. But you know, God don't love the Son a bit more than He does me and you. Amen. Take that, devil. Amen. God, He don't love the Son a bit more than He does me and you. Praise the Lord. Ain't that wonderful? You think we don't need spiritual identification? Man, that hooks us up. And we realize, praise God, that great big God of glory, God Jehovah, praise God, He loves us as much as He does His Son. What about that? Praise the Lord. So He said if He keep His commandment, ask the Father, He said He sends a Spirit. What kind of Spirit? Spirit of truth. Amen. Not a spirit of lies, a spirit of errors. But He says He'll send a Spirit, praise God, an identifying Spirit that identifies with God, identifies with you, and shows you what's right. Amen. Hey, now we don't sometimes like that because it messes up our sinful ways. But praise God, if we just realize that He sends us truth and we accept that truth, praise God, God begins to use it to grow us spiritually, so our spiritual identity gets closer and closer to that of comparison to our Savior. I think that's a marvelous thing. Amen? I think it is. So He sends a Spirit of truth, and the Bible says that Spirit of truth, for He dwelleth with you. So that Spirit of truth, praise God, comes in and dwells with you. That Spirit that comes from God dwells with you. So you can't get away from Him. You may run, but you can't hide. Amen. He's going to find you where He knows where you're at because He's there in you. You may go to the darkest jungle in Africa, in the Congo, but praise God, the Holy Ghost of God's going to be there with you. And you know what He's going to do? He's going to be teaching you truth. Amen. You know why? Because He'd like to win them over in the Congo too. Over in the jungle, praise God. Brother Dean, that's where, hey, praise God, He said, hey, listen, while you're here, why don't you just go ahead and tell some of these folks over here about Jesus? You might as well, praise God, just open up your mouth, let her rip. Just say, hey, I come all the way over here to get away from God. But praise God, He come with me. And He lives in my heart because I love His Son. And praise God, you ought to love Him too. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it starts to get real over in some little old jungle. Sounds like that poor old fellow went over there and preached for years and years, 30 years, I believe it was, they said, and come home, didn't win a soul. Or didn't win but one soul. Won one little old boy to the Lord. He come back and he said, Lord, I've wasted my life. But you know what? That one little old boy, he became the greatest evangelist there ever was. Preaching, magnifying God, and thousands were saved. Amen. Sometimes a old devil just likes to paint a picture of failure. But praise God, if we got the Lord Jesus Christ, we got a spiritual identification. Praise God, young, we're winners. Amen. We're winners. So He said, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Amen. The Spirit of God, that spiritual identification that dwells with you, He said, it's going to be in you. You ain't no way to get away from it. It's that dwelling Spirit. So wherever you go, it's there. And it's in you. Amen. It's not, hey, listen, it's inside you. It means that what God's trying to tell us there is it's part of us. It's part of who we are. If you're a child of God, ain't no way to get away from it. It's part of who you are and who you are becoming. I wonder what we're becoming today. More like Jesus, I hope. Amen. More like Him. Why? Why does he do this? In verse 18, he said, I will not leave you comfort, but I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me because I live. Ye shall live also. Amen? Why does Jesus do it? Why does he go to all this effort to tell us and send a comforter and give us the help and the courage and all that we need, praise God, in this present day that we live? Because he said, I want you to live just like I'm a living. Amen? I want you to have the same hope I've got. I want you to have the same encouragement that I have. Amen? That's what I want you to have. That's what he wants for the church today. So that you can have the same encouragement, the same hope that Christ had. You reckon Christ ever doubted the ability of the Father? No, sir. He didn't. Never doubted it. You say, well, preacher, over there in the garden, his sweat came as great drops of blood because he was in anger. He was in a mortal battle, yeah, because he was in flesh just like me and you. But praise God, he said, hey, he said to the Father, he said, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. He knew who knew best. He knew he had his best intentions in mind. It was God the Father. And he said, hey, help me not to go outside the will of God the Father. Amen. I love this verse, Galatians chapter 2 and verse 21, I believe it is. Galatians 2 and 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Amen. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. He said, but I'm alive. Amen. And he said, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. He said, the reason I'm so alive today, he said, I'm more alive than I've ever been, is because Christ is in my heart. I believe this is one of my favorite verses in the whole text because I can identify with it. I know what it's like to be dead in this old sin and trespasses. But praise God, and now I'm a living because of Christ in my heart. Amen. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. The reason I'm alive today is because of what Jesus done in me. Amen. The change that He made in me. It wasn't something I could do. I'm talking about spiritual identification. He identified with Him who loved me and gave Himself for me. He gave Himself. He died for me. Praise God. He's not dead. He's the living one. And I got spiritual identification, praise God, with the living. I was dead in my trespass sin, but when I became a born-again believer and I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and the precious blood, that blood that was shed for me, Brother Jeff, praise God, I became alive forevermore. Amen. I'm not going to die. You're not going to die if you're a child of God. You say, well, preacher, we all die if the Lord tarries is coming. We'll all may go by the grave, praise God, but we won't die. The soul of man never dies. Amen. The soul of man lives forever. It's just where we choose to live. Amen. We have to make choices. And our choices, some of these two choices we make, that's eternal. Whether we choose to go to heaven or go to hell. Praise God, that's eternal choices. We have to choose the Lord. Amen. Smoking or non-smoking. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Where we're going to spend eternity. But praise God, because of a spiritual identification, because Christ died for me and He got up and He's alive, praise God, I'm alive with Him. You're alive with Him. The reason you're here today is because you're trusting Him, because you're living in, He's living in you. He gives you that desire. Gives you that urge, that unction to come to the house of God, to know about Him, to get with brothers and sisters in Christ. Those that are like Him, those that identify Him, those that are spiritually minded. Amen. Amen. Spiritual identification is the spiritual mindfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Spiritual minded. Are you spiritual minded today? Do you have a mind of Christ? In Romans chapter 8, in verse 6, the Bible says, for to be carnally minded. You know what carnally is? That's fleshly, worldly. Amen. For to be carnally minded is death. That's pretty straightforward. So if we're counting on the flesh, if we're counting on worldliness, worldly things, it's death. It don't amount to nothing. It's just going to, it's death. It's going to die. He said, but to be spiritually minded is life. Amen. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if you've got a, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying if we have a spiritual identification, if we identify with Christ, if we identify with God of glory and the sweet Spirit of God, praise God, he said, then we're not carnally minded. You know, if we spiritually have a spiritual identification with the Lord, then we won't be as apt to be carnally minded. Amen? We won't have such worldly ideas. We won't have such worldly mindliness. We won't mind the world. Amen? We won't let the world dictate to it. We won't go out and do things the world's doing. We'll say, well, everybody's doing it. That's right. They are. Amen? And God's just saying, boo. He don't like it. Amen? But he said, hey, it's a worldly mind. But he said, if we're spiritually minded, he said, then we have life. And he said, hey, listen, guess what? He said, we don't have life, but we have peace. You realize that if you're a child of God and you don't do right, you ain't going to have no peace. Because the Holy Ghost, God, the Bible said a while ago, I told you, he dwells in you and abides with you, praise God. He ain't going to leave you alone. Amen. Have you ever been there? It's a miserable place to be out of the will of God. I mean, to be doing things against the Spirit of God as He tries to lead you. It's a terrible place to be. But praise God, He said, hey, listen, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because a carnal mind is enmity against God. Amen. It makes you an enemy of God. He said, for it is not subject to law or law of God, neither indeed can be. Amen. He said, you don't have that relationship, God. You don't have the mind of Christ. In order to be spiritually minded, you've got to have a mind of Christ. You've got to have a spiritual identification. Amen? Praise the Lord. But that natural man in us, it don't have that. The natural man don't have a mind of Christ. The natural man's going to think natural thoughts. Amen? Fleshly stuff. Amen? The natural man is going to think fleshly things, fleshly thoughts. The spiritual man, praise God, is going to think spiritual things. Going to have a spiritual nature. Amen. Look at Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now that's straight up too. The natural man, the way we were born. The way we were born, praise God, we can't receive the things of God. Because we're fleshly. We're worldly. We're worldly minded. Amen? He said, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So when we get hooked up, in order to get the things of God, in order to realize it, you say, well, preacher, I don't really get the things of God. I don't really understand. But praise God, it's because we don't have a spiritual identification. If we begin to think of ourselves as clay and him as the potter, praise God, and say, hey, look, well, I'm just in your hands. Whatever you make me to be, praise God, I'm going to be pleased with that. Amen. I'm just talking about putting ourselves in the hands of a thrice holy God and say, Lord, I just want a spiritual identification with you because I'm back. I've done come full circle and I'm done. Because, Lord, I'm nobody, just an old lump of clay, and you're the potter. And you just have to make me spiritually mindful of who you are. Help me, oh God, that I don't forget to remember who you are. That you are an almighty, my almighty God. My Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer. My ever-present help in the time of trouble.